Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, What If the President is an Idiot? Trump, Power, and the Death of Serious Politics, How a Reality Show Became a Presidency, is a political critique by Robin Wade Gonzalez that examines Donald Trump's presidency as a collapse of traditional political seriousness into performance, spectacle, and media-driven conflict. Positioned within political analysis and commentary, the book is less interested in neutral chronology than in diagnosing what the author sees as a broader degradation of public life. Its central concern is how a presidency filled around attention, branding, and constant provocation can weaken norms that once supported governance, accountability, and reasoned debate. Based on the available description, the book uses sharp, confrontational language to argue that modern politics has been reshaped by reality television logic, where appearance can matter more than policy and outrage can eclipse substance. It is aimed at readers who want a critical, highly opinionated account of Trump-era politics and the cultural conditions that made it possible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the presidency as performance rather than governance. A core idea in the book is that Trump's White House functioned less like an institution of steady administration and more like a televised stage. The description repeatedly emphasizes live streaming, optics, and spectacle, suggesting that public reaction became part of the governing process itself. This matters because performance-based politics changes what leadership means. Success is measured by visibility, dominance, and the ability to command attention rather than by policy depth or institutional discipline. The book treats this shift as more than style. It argues that once politics becomes a show, leaders are rewarded for escalation, simplification, and constant self-display. That framing helps explain why traditional standards such as restraint, expertise, and factual consistency are presented as casualties of the era. The presidency is therefore analyzed not simply as a set of decisions, but as a media event that transformed the expectations placed on political power. Secondly, the erosion of facts, logic, and serious public discourse. Another major theme is the weakening of shared standards for truth and reasoning. The book presents the Trump era as one in which logic was optional, and facts were whatever happened to trend first. A claim that points to the influence of rapid response media cycles and partisan information ecosystems. Instead of politics being organized around evidence and deliberation, the book argues that it increasingly operated through repetition, provocation, and emotional impact. This is an important distinction because it shows how misinformation is not just a communication problem. It becomes a governing environment that changes what people expect from leadership. If public debate is shaped by viral claims rather than verified ones, then accountability becomes much harder to sustain. The book's critique suggests that this environment did not merely embarrass institutions, but actively degraded the quality of political judgment among both leaders and audiences. It frames the death of serious politics as a cultural failure as much as an administrative one. Thirdly, reality television logic and the politics of outrage. The subtitle's claim that a reality show became a presidency points to a larger analysis of how entertainment formats migrated into political life. The book appears to argue that Trump succeeded in part because reality television rewards confrontation, cliffhanger drama, and personal branding, all of which translate effectively into modern campaigning and governance. In this model, outrage is not a side effect but a resource. Every conflict generates attention, and every reaction extends the cycle. That dynamic helps explain why the book treats media, social platforms, and public attention as central political forces rather than neutral channels. The reality show framework also changes how audiences engage with power. Citizens become spectators, and political loyalty can begin to resemble fandom. By emphasizing this mechanism, the book distinguishes itself from purely personality-based attacks. Its focus is structural, showing how entertainment culture can normalize a leader whose main skill is not governing but sustaining the show. Fourthly, stupidity and power as a systemic danger, not just a personal flaw. The book's tone suggests that it sees incompetence in high office as contagious and institutionally damaging. The idea that stupidity in power does not merely humiliate a nation, but infects it indicates a broader social warning. Poor leadership can lower the standards of the whole political system that includes the media, party structures, public rhetoric, and everyday civic conversation. The value of this argument is that it shifts attention away from individual behavior alone and toward the larger costs of tolerating it. A presidency centered on impulsiveness and anti-intellectualism can teach supporters, opponents, and institutions to operate at a lower level of seriousness. Over time, that creates normalization, where what once seemed shocking becomes routine. The book therefore treats Trump not as an isolated anomaly, but as a symptom and accelerant of wider political decay. This makes its critique more structural than personal, even though it is clearly written from a personal and unsparing perspective. Lastly, a personal and unapologetically critical postmortem of the Trump era, The book is presented as a raw postmortem rather than a balanced bipartisan survey, which shapes both its method and its appeal. Its language is confrontational, and it openly aims to provoke rather than reassure. That makes it stand out from conventional political analyses that try to maintain distance or rhetorical neutrality. At the same time, the book's personal stance gives it a distinct purpose. It is designed to capture the emotional and intellectual aftermath of living through an era many readers experienced as chaotic, absurd, or corrosive. This personal quality does not mean it lacks analysis. Rather, it frames analysis through judgment. Readers are invited to confront not only what happened, but how such a presidency became possible, and why so many institutions adapted to it instead of resisting it. The book's force comes from combining diagnosis with moral frustration, making it less a detached academic study and more a critical reckoning with political decline. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in American politics, media culture, and the broader consequences of Trump-era governance. It will appeal most to those who want a sharply critical interpretation of how spectacle, branding, and outrage reshape the presidency into something closer to entertainment than administration. Its main intellectual benefit is that it connects personality politics to structural decline, showing how one leader's style can expose weaknesses in institutions, journalism, and public discourse. Readers looking for a neutral biography or a balanced policy review may find it too confrontational, but that confrontation is also what makes it distinctive. Compared with many books about Trump, it seems less focused on chronology or scandal by scandal reporting and more focused on diagnosis, how serious politics deteriorated into a media-driven performance. That gives the book a clear place in political commentary. It stands out by treating the Trump presidency not simply as a historical event, but as a warning about what happens when democratic leadership is absorbed into the logic of reality television, and public attention becomes the real currency of power. If you would like to support Robin Gonzalez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.